Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Got Burke Griffin back in line. Burke, how you doing, man?
What's up, big dog?
Well, we're just kind of hanging out, getting ready for this game coming up on Sunday. And I guess the rest of the world is kind of thinking that the Packers at 5:40 Central Time are going to begin the beginning of the end of their season, because most of the money's coming in on San Francisco, unless they make it a spread in which the Green Bay Packers can manage. Give me a sense as to what you think this game's outcome could be.
If they keep Aaron Rodgers upright, they have a chance. You know, he got sacked 5 times, which was the most all season. They got that fumble early, had what, 3 3-and-outs, turnover on downs. I mean, it was an avalanche, and they got punched in the face before they knew what hit them last time. And it was over. I think this time around it's going to be a little bit of a different story. It'll be definitely closer, and they've got a legitimate chance. I mean, San Francisco's good, but they're not. We're not talking about, you know, the I feel like we're not talking about the Niners and Packers of 1995 and 96. We're talking about two teams that this one can go either way. Now, do they have to play a perfect game? No. But they cannot beat themselves, and they cannot have one of those games that we've seen this year where they have one good drive to start in the first quarter and the third quarter, and then have a clunker the rest of the way.
Yeah, and that I agree with. I don't think they can fall behind by 2 scores.
No.
I don't think, you know, because, look, they're just going to unleash Bosa and Buckner and everybody else to come after Aaron Rodgers, and they struggled with him last time, and as much as Brian Bulaga has played himself into probably a pretty nice contract coming into next season, that speed rush, specifically a guy from, like, Bosa's perspective, whether he was coming inside or outside or stunning in, and we lost Burke Griffin again. There you go. I don't know what's going on, but we're losing our calls. 855-830-8648. But he's right. You cannot have Aaron Rodgers under pressure all day. Aaron Rodgers, well, let me say this. When I was at Lambeau Field on Sunday, I was down in the field early, and I was talking a little bit. We were talking to a couple of people that were there, and there were some NFC people there. And one of the things that I had said was, you know, give me your perspective on Aaron Rodgers. And one of the comments made to me was, when Aaron's comfortable, he's as good as he's ever been. And I agree with that. They said when he thinks he's going to get hit or beat up, that's when his mechanics go to hell. And I kind of said, really? And they said, oh, yeah. When he just doesn't look like he wants to get hit. Now, this was not the same NFC scout that talked to our friends from Forbes during that article. But they just all said the same thing. Yeah, when he looks like he's going to get beat up, he doesn't want any part of that. His mechanics are bad. He's thrown off his back foot. He throws high. He throws to the vicinity, but he's not the most accurate passer. But when he's comfortable in the pocket, he's the same old Aaron Rodgers. We got Burke Griffin back on the line. So, Burke, when I was at Lambeau Field on Sunday, I was talking to a couple of NFC people, and they kind of concurred. They said, look, Aaron Rodgers' game really hasn't changed too much. The only thing that they've noticed is Aaron doesn't want, going back to your sentimentality, is Aaron doesn't want to get beat up. When Aaron's under pressure, when Aaron's under the gun, that's when the mechanics go to hell. And so if you're going to put him under pressure all day and you're going to have Bosa in his face and Buckner in his face and you go through that laundry list of cats that can get to him, it will shine through probably in Aaron Rodgers' performance, correct?
Yeah, I think, Bill, when you look at the numbers, I mean, he statistically is kind of the same guy. He's, you know, not a lot has changed from this year to last year. The two things that stand out, in my opinion, one, when he's off the mark, he's way off the mark. Like, we have seen an Aaron Rodgers, you know, he'll miss by a little tiny bit here and there. This season, we've seen him miss by a lot. Overthrows, I mean, even a wheel route by Aaron Jones out of the backfield where you're like, dude, what was that? Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? He doesn't even come close.
Right.
And I think it's the brittle factor. You know, when guys get 35 and older, they don't want to be hit. I mean, we've seen Tom Brady do it. We've seen Drew Brees do it. We've seen other guys. They go to the ground quicker. They fall down sooner. They don't want to take the direct blast from some guy who's blitzing off the corner. And look, he's had 2 collarbones, a knee, a hamstring, a foot injury. Like, he's not Brett Favre. I mean, let's not confuse this with anything different than other than what it is. He is not built the way Brett was. I mean, Brett could go and take hits all the way to the end. But we all saw, too. Remember that one Bears game near the end where it was cold and Brett looked like an old man?
Yeah.
And, I mean, he was, like, kind of shivering. He did not look happy and looked like he did not want to be there. I think Aaron knows that self-preservation means a little bit more than taking a shot from somebody on the defense.
Defensively speaking, obviously, Preston and Za'Darius Smith, they both have been fantastic. But what is it going to take for the – this is an offense they're going to face that can run the football, that wants to run the football. They don't need Garoppolo to win them games. So right. What is it going to take for this defense to be able to really, in my guesstimation, the best thing you can do is try to put it in Garoppolo's hands and hope that he makes a mistake, because usually he will give you one or two throughout a contest. So what are they going to have to do to get to that particular point?
Two things. Again, I think you got to, A, stop the run, and then, B, corral George Kittle. Now – can you do that? We've seen this Packer team get exposed badly by good tight ends. I think at some point, I think you almost have to take Kevin King and put him on Kittle, man up, and then work some zone around him and then figure something else out. Mike Pettine is going to have – this is a chess match that everyone's going to be waiting for. If Mike Pettine is as good as advertised and as great as everyone thinks he is in his second season, this is where he's got to dial up a scheme to stop the run and somehow stop some play-action passes to Kittle over the middle. Now, has anyone done it? Nope. That's why this is the biggest test, and that's why they're in the NFC Championship.
Wanted to ask you about, you go back to the offensive side of the football, you got Brian Bulaga coming back. I don't think there's going to be, look, if they get him healthy and get him over this flu, I think he's going to be okay. Do you get the sense that there's any weakness, any problems there, or anything like that? I think that they should have their full complement of offensive line. And Valdir did a fantastic job, so I'm not overwhelmingly concerned.
Oh, I mean, the guy was retired at Thanksgiving. He played for four teams over a nine-year stretch, and you didn't hear his name hardly at all last Sunday. So, I mean, I think that bodes extremely well. Another extremely underrated move by Brian Gutekunst as a GM. I mean, not only was Tyler Ervin brought in five games in or whatever it was to be the kick return guy, and now he's helping out on offense in addition to his special teams duties. But Valdir, what a great pickup. No, I think Bulaga will be fine. It was, you know, more of a 24-hour thing. He wandered through the locker room yesterday, didn't really talk to the media. But I heard him say something along the lines of, I'm good, and then he just kind of walked through. So the flu bug ran rampant through that locker room last week. Hopefully that cycle is done.
Before I let you go, final thing, and we know that Mike Pettine is pretty good at drawing some things up, but they're going to need team speed. They got pretty good wide receivers. Obviously George Kittle is a man among boys. Do you spy him? Do you keep somebody specific on him? Because he's not coming down, you know, unless you put almost a linebacker-sized type of safety on him. And he's got too much speed to go up against the safety because you got to put a corner. So what do? How do you contain him?
You know, I think that's where we go back again, I think, to Kevin King. I mean, he's the only DB with the size and speed to cover Kittle one-on-one on a regular basis. And then so then what do you do? Put Jair on Debo? And it's a tough spot to be in. That's what makes the 49ers so good on offense. Because when you have a tight end like that, I mean, look at the teams that are left. Travis Kelce with the Chiefs. I mean, George Kittle with the San Francisco 49ers. If you have a tight end that is a difference maker, you can do so many more things on offense than anyone else, which is why I think next year in the draft, the Packers will address that issue on their side of the football. Like, they have not had that game-changing guy since Michael Finley. And you saw how he changed how good they were. Now, the Packers had a great complement of offensive wide receivers in that same group. I mean, you had James Jones and Jordy and Driver. And I mean, the list goes on. But Jennings at his prime, I mean, that's what made them so good from 2009 to 2012 in that 3-4 year stretch. But I think you got to pick somebody like a Kevin King who's tall enough and fast enough to cover Kittle and tell the other guys, look, here's your chance. You got to go out and prove it. Let's see what you got.
Burke, always good to talk to you, pal. We will chat again down the road, I'm sure, okay? Hopefully I see you down in Miami.
Yeah, right, exactly. A lot better weather down there for sure, bud.
No doubt. Good to talk to you. There you go. Burke Griffin from our friends up there at WFRV-TV and Green Bay, the sports director up there. You can find him at Burke Griffin on Twitter, at Burke Griffin on Twitter. He joined us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider hiring drivers right now. You work hard, they treat you fair. 80-plus years they've been getting it done. Call them 844-PRIDE or go to SchneiderJobs.com. 844-PRIDE or go to SchneiderJobs.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.